Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Erevin Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara has been discussing, it came up on Daf Yud Ches, and it came up on Daf Chaf Beis, and it's going to come up in the next couple of Dafim, the Sugya of Karfif. What is a Karfif? So Rashi on Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph says a Karfif is a place where a person stores wood. Rashi Nibra Mascha Legina says Karfif is a Hekif Gadol Chutzlair, Lahachnus Ulahoiti Eitzim Laoitzer. He stores wood there. It's a storage area. It's an uninhabited area. And Chazal made a takana. It means even though any area that's fully enclosed with four mechitzas is a rishus hayachid, midai reisa. However, Chazal made a takana that if it's larger than a beis hasayim and it's not hukaf ledira, then it's usher to be metaltal in this place. And the Levush says, Mishabrua brings it in Simen Shin Nun Ches, Sif Katon Hey, that Chazal asked a hekif gadol yosef mi beis asayim shel hukaf ledira shudoymek tzas the rishos harabim ul kamalis. It appears like a rishos harabim and a kamalis shel lataltal ba be yosef mi arba amis kmoi be rishos harabim uve kamalis. A person should not be metaltal more than dalat amis, carry make a havara of dalat amis in this area, because a person might come to mix this up with a kamalis and a rishos harabim. Although there are different shittas and chav gimel amar aleph, the Mishnah brings at least four different shittas in the Tanayim exactly what the size is of how much or how large it has to be in order to be usur, how small it is. There are shittas that are very machmir, but we paskin that if it's larger than a beis asayim, as long as it's hukaf ledira, then it's going to be okay. Now the question is, what is called hukaf ledira? What's considered a dira that we could say that if this area is surrounding a makam dira or is open to a makam dira, then we don't call this a karfif, which is going to be usher to carry in. So there are two rashis. One rashi is on Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Chater. And rashi is discussing Pasei Birois. And rashi says, V'hani Pasei Birois, Nami Ha'ilu Me'mein Re'uyin L'shtiyas Adam, Tashmish Dira Ma'al Yisahi. Since this area is an area which is used for drinking water for animals, but the drinking water is also Re'ay for Shtiyas Adam, it's called the Tashmish of a dira ma'al yasahi. So Rashi seems to imply that it has to be roi for shtiyas adam. And Rashi again, Dav Chav Beis Amar Aleph, when the Gemara discusses the klal of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it is towards the bottom of Amar Aleph, a couple lines before the Mishnah. Kol avish tashmisha ledira kigoin dir v'sahar mukta v'chatzar afilu beis chameshas kurim beis aseras kurim mutter. Rashi says the mamasal kol avir afal pi she'enu mekayre, even though it's not covered. Im tashmisha lediras adam l'kniso liyitzia tamid, if its tashmish is meant for diras adam, even though we're talking about areas where people don't live, we're talking about places where you keep animals. Rashi says sa'ars lebehema shalir, and the deer is also a place where you keep the animals. How are these called tashmish adam? Because the people that take care of these animals, they go in and out. That's called Tashmish Adam. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, in Simen Shin Nun Ches, Dibur HaMaschil LeDira, so he brings these Rashis, and he says that both these areas have to be considered Tashmish LaAdam. And if you turn the page on page 420 in the Mishnah Brura, he says, Tzarech Ilan L'Chayra, Minala Huha. How does Rashi know that only Diras Adam is considered a Dira, not Diras Behema? Amaylo Neima Kepshutai. The deer v'sahar kivan shehim yuchadim ledira lebehemis b'shah shehim boim and asad lelinas laila. This deer and this sahar, they're meant for the animals. They're meant for the animals to stay in at night. Einu machlal karmelis or rishos harabim deligzar buhumidi. They're not considered as if, they don't look like a karmelis and rishos harabim that I should make a gzera. And he says the Rambam doesn't mention anything about needing diras adam. And he says I actually found the Rashba in his chidushim brings in the name of Rashi. Pasinami mukafal nadira, why? Shabehema imedesham. Atkan l'shaynay. He says, even though Rashi that we have is dachik lefarish, Rashi has to say that the mayim is chazal l'shtiyas adam, therefore it's considered tashmish adam, and that's why it's called a dira, tukaf l'dira. But Rashi, the Rashi brings, says, this is a place which is roi for diras behema. And Bir Halacha seems to understand, it's like a davar pasha to him, that he says, mino leha, how do you know that you have to have a diras adam? Diras behema is fine as well. Because if you understand, like he brings from the Levush earlier, that the whole reason why Chazal were geyser on this Karfif, which is not Hukaf Ledira, is because people get mixed up between a Karmelis and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they'll see this big area, it's open, it looks like a Carmelist, looks like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So perhaps, if behemoths stay there as well, it's not like a Carmelist, it's not like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Behemoths aren't stationary there ever, they don't go to sleep there, it's not their place where they live at any point, so I'm not going to make the Gzerah. And the Bir Halacha, at the end of his whole long piece, says, Achakach Matzasi Lubal Noide B'Yehuda, that the B'Yehuda in his Tshuvas, Madura Tinyana, Oira Chaim, Simon Mem Zayin, brings the opinion of Hagoyin Baal Or Chadash, that also says like me, that Diras Behema Atmos also called the Dira, Le'inyin Yeser Mibes Asayim. When it comes to the discussion of a Karfeif, that if it's more than a Beis Asayim, it has to be hooked up the Dira, the Dira doesn't have to be the Dira of a person, not a person living there, not a person, like Rashi says, in the area of Pasei Birois, inside the Pasim, that even though the person himself is not actually being mishtamish there, but the water that's being used is water which is roi for a person to drink. No. As long as it's a place where the Behema Atzma could live, and the Pasei Birois is the area where the Behemas stand, they stand there to drink, that's going to be called a Makom which is Hukaf L'Dira, and therefore it's not going to have the Pasla, so to speak, of a Makom which is more than a Beis Asayim, which Chazal said that a person may get mixed up between that and a Carmelist and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Have a wonderful day.